We're joined by Allie LaForce. They call her a rising star, but the credentials are solid, and there's a reason why she's rising up the food chain. She's doing the East with Vern and Spark, and everybody is in the mix, and she joins us now on The Attack. Good morning, Allie. Nice to have you on board. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Good morning, Bob and Joe. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So you're working with Vern. You're working with Spark. I'm sorry, Spinarkle. I always mispronounce his name. And it's got to be a lot of fun for you. Your profile's up, but you're doing a hell of a job, and this has got to be very enjoyable for you.
Enjoyable is one way to put it, and that's an understatement. Working with Jim and Vern is honestly a dream come true for me. Last year I got to work with Raft and Vern, and then the year before with Jim and Iron Eagle. So, I mean, you're talking in 3 years working with, you know, Emmy Award-winning journalists, incredible personalities that I've looked up to for a long time. And so I just, every day I approach the day as though I'm going to learn something new and just get to experience the greatest sport with some of the greatest people in the business. So you can't beat that.
Well, and as the profile has gone up, the responsibility has gone up as well. And the weekend of the Final Four, you're going to be dealing with the Reese's game. And talk about that a little bit.
I'm really excited to broadcast the Reese's College All-Star Game this year again. I've always been a fan of Reese's. Who isn't? It's delicious. But now I get to work with them. And, you know, all kidding aside, it's going to feature the top senior college players from across the country. It airs Saturday, April 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be a blast. There's awesome coaches, awesome players. St. Louis's Jim Cruz and Nebraska's Tim Miles will be coaching. And then at halftime, they have the Reese's Perfect Shooting Challenge with Final Four legend Bobby Hurley. I'm so excited to meet him and just pick his brain. And there's going to be a really lucky contestant that is coached by him for a chance to win Final Four tickets. So there's just so much excitement around that weekend. Reese's is an incredible sponsor. They try to get the fans involved. Their product's great. They bring in good coaches and players. So it's going to be a blast. It was a great time last year as well.
Well, that's the voice of Allie LaForce from CBS Sports joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's roll to the East region. And it's what you've been covering throughout. You, Vern, and Spark are doing it. The opening game is number 4 seed Louisville, number 8 seed North Carolina State. They're both rivals from the ACC. These two coaches and these two teams are very familiar to each other. Break down this matchup a little bit. One team can pick it up and put it down and really score the basketball in NC State. And, well, then there's Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville's an interesting team. I mean, I think it's one of those things where they're coached by Rick Pitino, and that's why you don't count him out. I mean, he's 11-1 when it comes to Sweet 16, so he knows how to win once you get to this point in the season. They've dealt with so many injuries, and they've sort of had to redefine who their team is, what their character is throughout the season, but they're playing good basketball at the right time. So that's what they have going for them. And like you said, NC State can really score it. They're a team that sort of flew under the radar this season, but is certainly no one to take lightly.
Now, wasn't it Rick who admitted to you that this year's Louisville team is not really a great team?
Yeah, it was him that admitted to me. Yeah, he'll be the first to admit it, and you have to appreciate the honesty from coach, but I think, you know, you can't take that too seriously because every coach obviously believes in their team, and it doesn't necessarily take your most talented team to win a big game. You just have to be the best prepared, and they have to have their best night that night. So that's what's great about the tournament is you really never know. But you know, they weren't the greatest team to begin with, and then they lost some really great players, so they've dealt with a lot of adversity this year.
No question about it, but I think, Allie, it also speaks to the ability of him as a basketball coach. Coaches will always downplay, whether it's Calipari with Kentucky, you know, he'll try to downplay his team. Like Pitino, and he's always done that. The coaching matchup in this game is almost as intriguing as what's going to go on the court. They're both very good basketball coaches.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Absolutely. We'll have an opportunity to sit down and meet with them today and sort of pick their brain, see what their game plan is, see what their approaches is. And that's one of the best parts, you know, of working this job, too, is you get one-on-one access with some of the brightest minds in the game. And so you learn a lot about the game and you see the different approaches to the game. And, you know, we'll have to touch base after this and and you can pick my brain about what they had to say today about the matchup.
Oh, absolutely. You get to the second matchup, and there are some great coaching matchups that are taking place in this Sweet 16. I can make a case that this is the best one. Michigan State, whenever they have that so-so regular season and they deal with injuries and issues, yeah. Izzo always seems to get those teams under the radar. You blink, they're in the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, or the Final Four. And Lon Kruger has this Oklahoma team playing really well. Dissect this matchup a little bit, if you would.
So it's unbelievable. Michigan State, this is their seventh trip to the Sweet 16 in the last 8 years, their 18th straight tournament appearance. It's unbelievable. He finds a way to get to the postseason and to advance. I think this matchup is going to be a lot of running up and down the court, both two teams that are going to get out in transition, try to score early in the shot clock, which is interesting because Michigan State and their last two opponents, Georgia and Virginia, that was a game where they tried to slow down the pace. Big, slow, defensive-minded teams, but now they're playing an Oklahoma team who has a different approach to the game. So it'll be really interesting to see how Michigan State prepares differently for this game and how they can deal with the contrast in styles. You know, Oklahoma, it's their first Sweet 16 since 2009. That's when they advanced to the Elite Eight. But what they have going for them is they have great consistency. I mean, I think they're one of just five or six teams that have actually used the same five players to start in every single game this year. Same five starters.
Yeah, Lon Kruger's group's been very healthy. And what Kruger had said and what I've noticed in watching, the big difference between this year's Oklahoma team and last year's is this one actually defends a little bit. They're not great at it, but they're much better than they were last year.
Yeah, certainly. And, I mean, that's where winning in the postseason starts. So I just think, you know, Lon Kruger's in his fourth season. Defense and practicing defense on a consistent basis is something that takes time to develop. It's not just skill, but it's a mindset that you have to instill in your players. So I think they're finally catching on to that.
Yeah, and it's funny because Joe and I were talking about the fact that West Virginia with Huggy, he finally has a team in his image, and I think it would be fair to say that Kruger is finally getting that OU team with the talent he's now starting to bring in, not the talent that he inherited when he came into the job, to kind of fit the image of what he likes to do as a basketball coach.
Exactly. That makes perfect sense. You know, and it's not just about the types of athletes you recruit, but it's, like I said, about the mentality that you build and develop, and it takes time.
Well, we have a couple of other matchups on Friday. We know you'll be engaged, but do you think that UCLA, one of the Cinderellas of this tournament, has any chance against Gonzaga? And for that matter, a Utah team which struggled down the stretch and has gotten hot in this tournament run, do they have much of a chance against Duke?
You know, I think Duke's going to win that one. I don't think there's going to be much competition there. But when it comes to UCLA, you know, Gonzaga, that's a really interesting matchup to me. Coach Few has not been able, since he joined the program in 99, to make it past the Sweet 16. So there's a lot of pressure there. When it comes to UCLA, they're a team that's improved consistently throughout the season, and they go through point guard Bryce Alford. He can shoot lights out, and he's shown to do that under pressure. And when they play their best basketball is when they play inside-out basketball. I mean, Tony Parker had a huge game last game, and that was kind of the first game in the tournament they won with any conviction, because, of course, the game before that was the controversial goaltending shot, but all eyes are always on Bryce Alford, and people try to take him out of his game, but he's such a great shooter, even contested. But when they really play their best basketball is when they get the offense moving, they take some time off the shot clock, they get it inside and establish their inside presence, and then open things up for Bryce. I would not take them too lightly. I really wouldn't. I can see how people say they weren't deserving to be here based on their schedule, but the way they've played in the tournament so far, they are deserving.
Wow, that was a great take on that game. You've given us a brilliant take on all the Friday action, and that's great. Enjoy the Thursday action. Maybe you watch a little exhibition baseball today and watch your beloved Cleveland Indians?
There you go. That's what I'm hoping to do, a little baseball, a little basketball. I can't beat that.
Allie, anytime you want to come on, we'll talk a little Cleveland Indians baseball, as a lot of people are very bullish on them for the upcoming baseball season.
You're back.
That sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks so much. Enjoy everything. Have a great day, and thanks for coming on board with us.
Thanks, guys. You too.